Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 65 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. With me, as always, is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle underscore Vasudev, the number one on Twitter. And then we've got Varun Alvaconda with us again, who in stark contrast to Jared Kimber, you can find absolutely nowhere. The man is a ghost online. And just a quick briefer on what Crick Picks is all about. If you're new, what we do on this podcast is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five each for that category in a snake-style draft competition. What that means is that the pick order in the draft goes 1-2-3, 3-2-1. And sometimes on this show, what we do is that we combine to draft a team. And, you know, that's what we're doing as well today. So the task is very interesting. The IPL either is going to start tomorrow or has already started by the time you watch this. It's right upon us and we're recording this a bit in advance. So Varun came up with an idea of, combining to draft an all-time IPL team. So I feel like it's a very interesting one. What do you guys think about it? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's really fun, I think. This could go really rogue or really well.
It could go south very quickly. Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I don't have the first pick, so I'll just take you guys as lead.
The minute someone picks Sohail Tanveer, we've gone extremely rogue, haven't we?
Yeah. Also,
that would be you. Say
we're going with maximum four overseas players.
Yes.
And the impact player role. So the 12th man is actually useful here.
Yeah. The 12th man actually plays this in this team, right? Yeah. Usually we have teams of 12, but the 12th man is just an option. When we're creating this team, however, we are thinking about the impact sub rule as well. And yeah, Varun Alvaconda has first pick. So I've got a very solid guess on this one. Varun, do you mind if I write it down?
Go ahead.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, no?
Yeah, I've written it. So on the count of 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Jasprit Bumrah.
Whoa, I lost this. I wrote Dhoni.
Who picks anyone other than Bumrah for an IPL?
Because Varun loves Dhoni.
Loves Dhoni.
Yeah, but I love Dhoni, but I love Bumrah.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, Bumrah does make sense.
Yeah,
as a favorite first
doesn't
pick.
Mean best, right?
That's also true. But I mean, you know, Dhoni's probably going to make this team anyway. Look, Jasprit Bumrah is what? The best seamer to have ever played the IPL?
There's another Mumbai Indian seamer as a claim, but I think he's the best defensive. He's easily the best dead seamer we've ever seen. Mm. Right? Also, not just in IPL, but in white ball cricket.
You know, he's versatile. You can bowl him in multiple phases of the game.
I was looking this up. So last season, he has a true economy of 5 in the death overs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember in the T20 World Cup, how just no one could hit him at all?
Mm. So I actually think the IPL was more impressive because he was unplayable in the T20 World Cup. But then like a bad performance in the T20 World Cup was like an economy of 6 in those New York pitches.
That's fair.
So, yeah.
I think the skill was equalized between him and everyone else. But in the IPL, he was going at 6s and everyone was going at like 10s or 11s. Right?
And it was crazy how ludicrous season. Despite, you know, Jasprit Bumrah having that sort of season for the Mumbai Indians, they couldn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't come close to it. They wasted an all-timer season, right?
Yeah, but he's definitely an all-timer player and deserves to be on this team. Solid first pick for you, Varun. I'll make this easy for the rest and just go Dhoni. Because we'll need a wicketkeeper batter, and MS Dhoni epitomizes the IPL, right? He is the IPL. He has been the face of the IPL from the very first season to literally, you could make a case that he has the same sort of brand value today. He's still playing. He'll play five balls a game. Right,
he might be the only uncapped player in this 11, in this 12 too, right?
What do you mean by uncapped?
Probably.
He is right.
He regained his virginity.
The Dhoni rule, as Jared likes to call it. Look, I don't have his numbers handy, but I've seen enough of the IPL to know that MSD is a GOAT level keeper and is the first name you think of when it comes to a wicketkeeper batter in the IPL.
So he has a true average of 20 and a true strike rate, which is par.
Okay.
Like Shayan, and I call it the finishing anchor, basically.
Yeah, and let's not forget that as captain, he's got the joint most titles with Rohit, right?
Yeah.
And this is a guy who couldn't even captain Chennai for 2 seasons. he was rising Pune Supergiant captain and he lost a final?
He was.
He was a captain. And then this next season, he lost it to Steve Smith, who then lost the final.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. But either way, you know, Dhoni's captaincy also kind of factors in when you're picking him for this particular 12.
Yeah.
I had some issues with his batting in the 2020 to 2022 period where it was horrible. I was like, this is over. Then he obviously went to this, like, batting at number eight and facing five balls, which has been hilarious, by the way. Like, by far the most entertaining part of watching Chennai play last season. Because they were terrible at times.
Yeah. So now Estelle has two picks in a row, and I've she could really picks. Screw us over if she goes two foreign picks.
Yeah, I'm going with one foreign pick that I think both of you would have in your playing 11, right? Yeah. Lasith Malinga.
I think easily, yeah.
Behind Bumrah, he's, as Varun mentioned, right? Probably the best death bowler that we've seen behind, or one of the best death bowlers we've seen behind Bumrah. So I don't think it's much of a, you know, a controversy to pick him up front, because he was just phenomenal for Mumbai. Missed a couple of seasons with injury, but every time he came back, I don't think he ever matched that kind of performance for Sri Lanka. The way he performed for Mumbai was outstanding throughout the years.
Not just that, right? Like, the most boss thing ever. I think in 2018, he was the coach for Mumbai Indians. They finished like sixth or seventh. Then he comes back in the auction and wins them the final. Right? He's like, let me show you how it's done. And he just does it. It's the most insane thing ever.
Also, we've paired up mentor with protege, you know, Bumrah with Malinga. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Malinga with Bumrah, if you're doing mentor with protege. And also, you know, I expect a lot of Mumbai and Chennai players to kind of flood this team. And right now we've got two Mumbai, you know, stars with one Chennai one. So it's interesting.
Okay.
And we just have three more foreign picks to go. So let's see what Estelle does next.
I'm going to take another one away from you guys.
Wow. How evil.
But I think this, again, will be probably unanimous. ABD, right?
Yeah, that is
so
unanimous.
De Villiers in the middle order is, you know, he was fantastic for RCB, despite not being able to take them to any titles. Just the ball-hitting capabilities he had, right? Yeah. I'm just looking at his record. He's got averaging 39, strike rate of 151. I think amongst the top, say, 20 batters, there's no one who strikes at a better rate who averages more. So he's been fantastic for RCB. I'm sure Varun can give us, like, the true numbers and, like, the proper impact he's had.
So true average of 17 and a true strike rate of 19. That is elite.
That is goat level stuff, and I would be hard pressed to believe if anyone across the globe creates an all time IPL team and does not have AB de Villiers in it. Like, I just don't see that happening. I would judge that person hard. So yeah, I agree with the pick, but I am a little bit upset that now we only have two foreign picks to go. So
they were going to go anyway.
Yeah, they were going to go anyway, and you have made your life easy, and we don't have any issues with this team thus far. So on that scale, we're doing all right, I would say. So that brings it back to me, and I'll make this a bit more simpler for you guys by taking up another Indian player who is especially known for his IPL exploits. I mean, he had a pretty successful career for India as well, but he was a different beast altogether in the IPL, and batting at number three, he was doing things ahead of his time, because he's not a player of this era. And I think he might actually be the second highest scorer in IPL history as well, behind Virat Kohli. Correct me if I'm wrong, Varun, but yeah, my pick is Suresh Raina.
He was, but he isn't.
Oh, yeah, he's Suresh Raina is my second pick. You bat him at number three. And where is he on the all-time scorers list in the IPL?
I think it's like fifth or sixth.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's fifth.
Slipped.
And he's behind Virat, Dhawan, Sharma and Warner.
So. Okay, well, there's also, like, those guys have played a sheer volume of games as well. Raina is, like, retired now. But yeah, I mean, look, another CSK player and someone who, you know, was kind of understood maybe T20 cricket before his peers did to that level. Mm-hmm. And he's also handy with the ball and pretty decent in the field.
Yeah, definitely, right? Yeah. His earlier season, no one really, like, I don't think we did a video on him and the footmarks, where we talked about how undervalued he was.
I remember
that. Yeah, because he's batting in the middle overs, and he's not just batting in the middle overs, he's batting in the middle overs in Chennai, where it's like, I think everyone else has, like, striker like 105, 110. And he has at his peak, he was striking at 140 easily in the middle overs. That is a ridiculous level of impact, right?
It is. And what are his true numbers?
God, I just had them. So he has a true average of 6 and a true strike rate of 11. And that's mainly because he has a pretty reasonable decline towards the end. So I think which is probably hampers his IPL legacy a bit, right? I think after 2015, he just isn't the same kind of player.
Also, we're adding a left-hander into the mix, right? Which is also important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like that's great for the team balance. All right, so that means that, Varun, now you have two picks in a row.
Andre Russell.
Don't you dare. I mean, are you guys going to leave any foreign picks for me?
No, you could have picked one. You had your chance.
I'm almost tempted to just do the foreign picks first, so there's less chance of screwing them up.
Yeah. But please leave one.
No, because I was
there's only one
foreign
more.
Player.
No, that's
sorry,
fair.
Yeah. So
I mean,
Andre Russell, I think, is easily... you'd say he's the most impactful batter in IPL, so all-rounder in IPL history.
Yeah, Dre Russ does pick himself over here.
His strike rate is ridiculous, right?
He's got a couple of MVP seasons, right, where he's just ridiculously like he's literally taking the league by storm, and he's won titles as well. He's a Kolkata Knight Riders legend at this point. And even when we thought he was past his prime, you guys remember what he did last season, right? With the ball, he would bowl his cutters and just take wickets on the regular. It's a lot of value add and another terrific fielder. And when it comes to ball striking, few can manage what Dre Russ can, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's also a style. It's a style of power hitting, which is very baseball-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's easily, like, he adds so much to your team with the bat, just as batting alone. And he's an okay bowler like most of the time. And at his peak, he's like a very good bowler, decent bowler.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
I think we've all been like pretty unanimous with these picks. I'm going with rogue. I don't know if it's going rogue or like unknown pick with this one. I'm going to go for an opener. I'm going Virendra Sehwag for the opening.
I don't think that's rogue. I think we've done enough work on this to know that he was ahead of his time, and he literally had a couple of IPL seasons in which he was providing blistering starts.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm just going to read out his true strike rates. Right. It's 2008. It was 61. Then it's 40, 51. 65, 51,
wow.
23, 34, and in his final year, he was done, it was 13. I'll happily say it, he's the most underrated white ball batter ever. Like, he's, to this day, the amount of Indian fans are like, oh, he was a bit of a white ball letdown. No, he was not.
No, he was definitely not.
We're talking about, he's had some of these seasons, would not look out of place in last season's IPL, right?
I think we need to emphasize that those are true numbers you were talking about, right?
Not, those are true strike rates.
Not these.
True strike rates. So it really is ridiculous that he had a positive true strike rate throughout, and not just by like a few points, right? Yeah. Like you're talking 30s and 50s and all of that stuff. And I mean, you want it's explosive ridiculous. Opening batters in T20
Even
cricket,
if people are like, okay, the true strike rates are a bit dodgy. Like, fine, if someone's watching this. I think from 2008 to 2011, he averages 33 at a strike rate of 185 or something as an opener. Right?
Yeah.
As I said, like Abhishek Sharma is doing that now, and we think he's a lunatic, right? Sehwag was doing it before, it was cool. And at the time, the other openers, we had like Dravids, Tendulkar going at like 120 in that period, right? It was so far ahead, I think. The reason I said it was rogue is because I think we know he's really good, but I think the casual audience might not have it.
Yeah. I think it's fair to point that out. And we're all pretty happy with that pick over here anyway. So my turn again. And I will use my foreign pick just because I want a foreign pick, right? I deserve a foreign pick. And if I miss out on this now, I'm not getting one. I'm positive about that. So I need your help over here. There are two things that we could do. We could either pick up a spinner or we could pick up an opening batter. So where do you guys want to go?
Spinner.
You can pick up a spinner or who's the opening batter.
I could do that. I could. Then what I was thinking, Varun, is that you can have good finger spin bowling options when it comes to all-rounders from within India. But when it comes to wrist spin, there's not much. Like I can't think of a single Indian wrist spinner who can bat.
But do you have someone as good as him?
Well, the wrist spinner is also ridiculously good. So,
You could go with either of them, to be fair.
You know, the only reason why I'm not picking Sunil Narayan up over here is simply because you could have... I can think of three Indian finger spinners who are very good batters right now on the top of my head. And you could easily have one of them in the team, which is why I'll go Rashid Khan.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I
you're getting...
I didn't have him. But so you're getting...
Value with the bat, right? He can hit those helicopter shots for six. And then he can bowl out through the middle and he will go for no runs. And he's also a wicket-taking option. So, I mean, just because he's a wrist spinner... at elite level and arguably one of the best T20 players that we've ever seen, who can bat is the rationale that I have for picking Rashid Khan.
Yeah, I don't think it's still a great pick, right? I think it's just a question of what your preference. There's no answer.
I would have gone with Narayan. If you had picked an Indian with this pick, I would have gone with Narayan as my next one. But I mean, Rashid Khan, tough to argue, right?
Particularly I wanted to pick Narayan.
Attacking option.
Even Narayan is attacking and you could pair him up with Sehwag up top. But, like, I don't want to name
drop.
You know
what I mean with the ball.
yeah, literally they're three solid Indian options as spin bowling all-rounders. So anyway, you're up next, Estelle, with two picks. And now you'd have to pick some Indians.
Now it's tough because I had another leg spinner. Okay. But I know who you had. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious Indian leg spinner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go with the medium pacer from India. I call Bhuvneshwar Kumar.
Okay.
Yes. Splendid with the new ball really in the good, IPL.
Yeah, really good with the new ball. And then he can probably pair Bumrah, right? And then you leave Malinga's overs for later on in the inning. So he was really good with the new ball, moved the ball really well. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is just like some bias I have. I think he performed much better as a franchise bowler than he did as an Indian bowler. Maybe it's opportunities or whatever. And, you know, just how he was that attacking option for whatever team he played in, right? Right off the bat. So, yeah, for as an Indian quick, I think he's at the top of the list.
Cricket media used to be pretty simple. Find your favourite newspaper, head to Cricket Info, and maybe a blog you'd like. Now just finding the best stories and writing is a huge challenge. You already have a job. You just want to read about cricket. Well, that is what the best of cricket is currently doing. They go out daily to find the newest cricket coverage and the best stories from any publication in the world. And when they can't discover what they want, they also hire some of the best writers to produce their own great stories. You can get the best of cricket via their website or on WhatsApp. They find cricket's best stories and give them to you every day.
Yeah, I think for new ball bowling, like no Indian bowler is particularly close to him.
Absolutely.
Say. Maybe like Deepak Chahar, I think, was on track, but he's never managed to stay fit for more than two games in a row.
Also, Bhuvi does have an IPL title to his name, doesn't he?
Yeah.
For the Sunrisers, where he created a lot of impact, the David Warner one. So he was in my
India
point.
Thing. So he was he was an elite T20 bowler for India. Mm-hmm. He wasn't particularly great in ODIs.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, he was great in Test cricket. Very weird pattern that I don't think I've ever seen that.
Good at Test cricket. I remember that.
It's very strange you see someone being good at Test T20s and be very mediocre.
Not
ODIs.
ODI.
That's true. But you know, I feel like Bhuvi was unanimous because when it comes to new ball bowlers, he's top of the charts. So yeah, go for your last one then, Estelle.
Okay, my last one. So we need an opener, and I think we need a middle order bat and, of course, the impact sub, right? So I'll go with the opener. I think it's a bit tricky because Kohli's got the better record. But I feel like Rohit Sharma has had the bigger impact in IPL cricket, right? So I'll go with Rohit as the second opener.
I actually, to be fair, might not have gone with either of them.
I did not have either of them.
It's like, fine though. People will love this. You have pissed off a lot of people right now, Estelle. The comments are going crazy, cursing the crap out of you.
Yeah, I think with Rohit, his best years as an IPL batter were actually at number four, interestingly enough. He's pretty terrible as an opener for Mumbai Indians.
Oh, no.
Like, you know,
as a captain, he's really impactful, but as an opener, he's terrible, which is very strange.
Yeah, if I had to pick one of those two guys, I would have picked Virat as opener specifically. I think he only works as an opener.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you had to pick one of them, you have to pick Virat. So with Virat, my main issue is, I'm going to go on a rant here. Sorry, just going to go on a rant here with Virat Kohli, right? People will be upset we didn't pick him, but I'm really upset. If you look at the second half of last IPL season, right? Look at what he did. So in the first half, he was averaging like 77 and 141. And in the second half, he averages 53 at 169 or something, right? That is insane. You're telling me I had to sit through 13 years of my life watching him be 50 of 38 when he could have been 50 of 25. It's the same level of annoyance I had with Rohit Sharma in ODI cricket. Like, I had to watch you be 50 of 70 when you could have been 50 of 30. He did that with relative ease.
Yeah, last season, Virat scored, a 60-something ball ton? And I remember, people were feeling really weird about that.
It was like 113 of 73 or something.
Yeah, something
horrible
like that.
Horrible innings. It was terrible.
But I don't know. What would you guys say? Shikhar Dhawan, better pick if we're just talking anchor batters?
No.
No? Well, you guys exhausted the foreign picks. Otherwise, both of Chris Gayle and David Warner had a solid chance.
But you could have gone you could have gone Narayan and avoided all. Yeah,
if you went Narayan, it would have sold everything for us.
Because I had Narayan in my team.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
well, now we have Rohit batting with Sehwag up top, and some pissed off Virat fans in the comments. I'm going to justify my Rashid Khan pick with my final pick. And I've got three solid spin bowling all-rounder options from India. And whilst I feel like the guy I'm about to pick is not at the peak of his powers right now, if we're looking at the IPL overall, it only makes sense to go Ravindra Jadeja. I feel like he pips Akshar if you look at the history of the IPL. Although if you ask me currently, I might go Akshar over Ravi Jadeja. And again, I think I've ended up picking three Chennai guys in my out of my four. But he's got the titles. And he can you know, bowl out his quota of overs in a jiffy, literally within the blink of an eye. He is one of the best fielders that we've ever seen in cricket, period. Forget the IPL or T20 cricket or whatever. Like, he's right up there. And why I say that is because Jadeja's ground fielding is immense. Forget catching, right? I feel like his ground fielding is one of the best that I've at least ever seen. And then, you know, clutch batting. Let's not forget the match-winning shot in, you know, the previous or the IPL 2 years ago, right? Was it? That won Chennai another title.
He had a couple of seasons where he was like red hot, right? With the bat?
Yes. Yeah. He was. So, yeah, tell me, Varun, what did the numbers say? Was he the better option compared to Krunal and Akshar?
All of them are like equal, very similar to each other. You'd probably have to go with Jadeja makes the most sense. I didn't have any of them, to be completely honest.
Oh. So, you know what the smarter thing would have been? I know Dre Russ is like MVP and whatnot, but if we went with Pandya, we kind of made up for Dre Russ in a way, and that would have freed up a position.
I had Pandya and Dre Russ in the team.
Oh, well. Well, you also have the next pick, so let's see what you do.
Yeah. So,
impact sub.
Okay. So, what's the team so far? We have Sehwag, Kohli.
Sehwag, Rohit.
Raina. No, we don't. We don't have Kohli.
Sorry. Oh, shit. Sorry. Sehwag, Rohit.
Sehwag, Rohit, Raina, AB, okay. Russell, right. Dhoni, Jadeja, Rashid Khan, Bhuvi, Malinga, Bumrah.
That's a very solid team.
So I think we have enough bowling, right? We might not need another bowling. Yeah. So I think go with batters. I'll probably go with Surya Kumar Yadav as my last pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. So you know what we could do? We could just open with Sky.
Yes.
Either way, one of them, either Rohit or Sky has to bat. So both of them have to bat anyway. So I think you'd rather just open with Rohit. Sky is revolutionary at number four and number five.
So if your 12th man is Sky, who is going out? Who is the 12th man?
Like, Jadeja.
Yeah.
Jadeja no, goes out? Bumrah goes up. No, Bumrah goes up.
What?
No, for batting, bro. Like, batting, you replace them.
All right, impact sub. Of course, Bumrah goes out. Yeah. Bumrah goes. That's a smart thing to do, actually.
But you go with Sky. Like, why did we remove Jadeja right now?
I am having a really tough day, guys.
So, with Sky, right, I think currently, I think Raina is the greatest Indian batter in the IPL history. Sky's not that far behind. I think if he has one great year, where he averages like 40 at 180, like he usually does, I think he might have a case to overtake Raina, right? If you look at how many great years both of them have had, he's been insanely good in the last few years, right?
In international
cricket and in the IPL. He's basically like an evolution of Suresh Raina's archetype, in a way.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it makes complete sense because the way Sky bats, it was like, it came as kind of a surprise within India, I would say. He did kind of revolutionize or take the game forward in that regard. And now he's also T20 captain, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's not making any runs for India now, which is very interesting.
His awkward ramps and scoops kind of are the highlight of his batting. And man's got a lot of power. And I mean, boundary riding as well. Let's not forget. I mean,
I'd take
Sky as a boundary rider. Honorary mentions, I would say, Karan Pollard, Sunil Narayan,
Shane Watson,
Chris Gayle, David Warner. David Warner definitely is one. Hardik Pandya is unfortunate to miss out
who
over here
you
as
have,
well.
Who would you have had in the team, Varun, if Behram didn't go with,
Rashid Khan?
Rashid Khan,
I had Sehwag, Narayan, Raina, AB, and then Dhoni, Hardik, Russell, Chahal, Bhuvi, Malinga, Bumrah, and Sky.
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are analysing every part of our game. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts, and articles on what is really happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket8.com is your place for cricket intelligence.
I feel like Trent Bolt is someone who also does. Like, if not for Malinga, we'd gone for Bolt, right?
Yeah. Also, a bit of an older shout. Dale Steyn was a menace in the IPL, as with the new ball, right? There was that one spell he was bowling to Richard Levi and Roachman. I do not understand how you play it.
Also, Yusuf Pathan is worth a mention, I suppose.
Yusuf Pathan, again, really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many players who could have been in
Rishabh
this team.
Rishabh Pant is basically, again, a great IPL batter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, if Rohit made it, then Virat is also an honorary mention. And people already hate us by this point. Like, they've shut the podcast and they are cursing or you know, kind of hate tweeting against us.
But I've picked Virat in many other. Don't hate me.
don't hate Estelle, guys, because Varun and I didn't have Rohit or Virat in our teams. At least she picked one of them.
I didn't originally have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys didn't have Rashid Khan.
I had Narayan opening, so.
Yeah, but you think of it this way, right?
I think you can justify it either way.
Yeah. If you picked up Narayan, he would be your lone spinner in the side. Because then I have Chahal.
We would have had Chahal,
yes. But so then Chahal doesn't give you as much batting. And okay, here's where I justify this entirely.
If you have Surya Kumar Yadav, you don't need him.
Also, even if we bring the impact sub into the equation, right? Despite that, you have such deep batting in this team that there will be no Evan Gulbis effect. And T20 cricket is a format in which you outbat the opposition. So, voila. If you've got 16 overs of Bumrah, Rashid Khan, Lasith Malinga, and then Bhuvneshwar Kumar, you're in trouble. Yeah.
That is a great bowling attack. And you have defensive bowling of Jadeja and Dreyrus can basically just take wickets in this team. Really, he doesn't need to bowl at the death.
He doesn't even need to bowl like his full quota ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to preserve his...
If you need him to bowl it, then you're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, you want to preserve his fitness as well. And yeah, it's firepower all around. We will personally go and tell Rohit Sharma to bat like Rohit 3.0 in this team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, he has to.
Also, in the comments, right, write down your IPL tools. Also, write down the IPL tools without the players in this team.
But there's one question for you guys.
Yes, baby.
Who is captaining this team, Dhoni or Rohit?
Dhoni.
Probably Dhoni, I think.
I'd also
even
go
if Dhoni's not... If he's not captaining, he'll be captaining. So might as well make him a Bumrah captain.
Maybe Bumrah.
Bumrah is the rogue shot. I like the way you think
this stuff. I do like the shout. But yes, as Varun said, give us your 11s or 12s, sorry, in the comment section below. And it's a very valid shout to give us your 12s of people who didn't, or cricketers who didn't make it, right? Also tell us how we did, which reminds me, Estelle, tell us
Shall
our
read
team.
It out, yeah.
Yeah. The, read out the team out loud and then also our individual picks, please.
Okay. So all-time IPL 11. Sehwag and Rohit Sharma opening the batting. Suresh Raina, A.B. de Villiers, Andre Russell, M.S. Dhoni, Jadeja, Rashid Khan, Bui, Lasith Malinga, Bumrah, and Sky as the impact sub. Individually, we picked Varun. So Varun went with Bumrah, Russell, Sehwag, and Sky. Biram went with Dhoni, Raina, Rashid Khan, and Jadeja.
Chennai fans, you know who to vote for.
I went with Malinga, A.B. de Villiers, Bui, and Rohit Sharma.
This is again quite tough, right? Because I've got Dhoni fans with me.
Who did I pick again? I picked Bumrah, Russell, Sky, and
Sehwag.
I love your picks. I picked Dhoni, Raina, Rashid Khan, and Jadeja. I feel like I might, like, I'm really counting on the Dhoni fans over here, basically.
Yeah, I didn't pick a Chennai player at all, did I?
Yes, you didn't. No. Also, what's the breakdown? Which IPL franchise wins over here? We've got one RCB player in AB, and we've got one Sunrisers. I'm gonna give Bhuvi to Sunrisers just because he's been most relevant over there.
Yeah. Three Mumbai.
Rashid's one with Gujarat.
Rashid is both Gujarat and Sunrisers.
Bumrah and Malinga, plenty of trophies between them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's like four Mumbai, no? Bumrah, Sky,
four Mumbai, three Chennai, right?
Yeah.
And then Sehwag is Delhi, I guess.
Delhi, yeah, mostly. Mm.
Who else did we pick? I've completely forgotten.
Russell, KKR.
Russell is KKR, yes.
Russell is KKR, okay. I think that's fair. We covered a lot of the winners, basically.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, is there, apart from AB, any player over here who hasn't won the IPL? I don't think there is.
No. I don't think Sehwag's won it.
Oh yeah, Sehwag hasn't won it. So
he played for Delhi and Punjab. The poor guy didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I mean, if you're playing for Punjab, you're already handicapping yourself. Yeah. At least Delhi has a better finals, like, not finals record, but a better record making it to finals.
No, Delhi has two distinct periods where they're decent and a period where they're dog shit.
Yeah. Punjab's basically been terrible
for most of it.
The Delhi Daredevils weren't as bad, were they? And then the Delhi Capitals for a couple of seasons.
That's when he played, right? Sehwag was with them when they were Daredevils.
Daredevils were good in the first three seasons. Then they were terrible for a long time until they became Capitals. And then they were really good for a while.
Yep.
And then they're mediocre now. So they've gone through a whole spectrum.
I should have picked Sohail Tanveer just to fuck with people over here. That would have been great.
I wish you did, I think.
Like, and then everyone would have been
number one on our channel.
And you could have justified it saying that he brings some batting. He's like, we don't have a left arm
angle, awkward action. Yeah. Anyway, that kind of wraps things up over here. So do let us know how we did in the comment section, and also let us know who won this. As Varun mentioned earlier, give us your 12s and a 12 of all the players that missed out as well. We'd love to hear back from you. And enjoy the IPL, guys. It probably has started when you get the video, and I feel the audio might be out a day prior to the start of the IPL. It's 2 months of action-packed cricket, and we'll be covering it a lot on Good Areas. I do have to discuss the strategy with Jared whenever I get time, actually. But yeah, you'll be getting a lot of content for the IPL, rest assured. And just a quick reminder, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be your one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. So yeah, have a good week. Happy double Crick Picks week also. You got two this week. And yeah, enjoy yourselves. We'll see you soon enough. Have a good one, guys. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bahram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.